boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
30 to 40 minutes is my cutoff. 30 to 40 minutes is when I draw the line for road trips.
Well, that's not very far.
It's not even a road trip. That's like Iowa City.
Yeah, that's an errand. That's not a road trip at all.
We went to Minneapolis to go see Post Malone, me and neighbor man, my boyfriend, and 30 to 40 minutes is when I was like, I'm bored, my back hurts, I don't want to do this anymore. And he's like, honey, we barely left the city, okay?
I will say that drive sucks.
It does.
It's boring.
Thank you.
That and Omaha are boring, but you might be a baby a little bit.
I think what happened was, is a couple years ago, I went to San Antonio, Texas as a road trip. That ruined it for me. That was too long. And I think that just kind of honestly ruined road trips in general. Like, even sometimes Iowa City is just too long for me.
Drama. That is so dramatic.
I don't know how anyone would score me as like an A+, like road trip passenger. But my boyfriend neighbor man scored me just that.
Oh, he's lying. I can already tell you that.
That's what I was thinking, because you've also been on a road trip with me. We went to St. Louis to go see Post Malone, and I would assume you would probably score me like a D.
Well, I don't remember,
because you were napping.
I am the best road trip partner, because I sleep the whole time.
See, and I would actually score you like a C for that, because I want to talk to you, and you're just snoring back there.
Yeah. So you kept him company. Maybe it's because you kept him company while he was driving?
Maybe that's what it was. Well, what he said was that... I gave good directions.
Okay. No, you don't. I have been in the car with you and you're like, oh yeah, you were supposed to turn like six blocks ago. So that's a lie.
I was just telling them what Siri told me. I don't know how I give good directions. I have great snacks, which was just...
That's fair.
It was just one little bag of a bunch of crunch. So I really don't know how I have good snacks. And I play good music, which was Post Malone the whole time. So I guess I don't know where he got that idea. And I also don't know how I'm a good passenger in the car, because every 2 minutes I'm like, I'm hot, I'm cold, I'm hot, I'm cold. And I'm changing the temperature every 2 seconds. How am I a good passenger?
No, you're not. I don't
See,
know.
That's
he
what I
lied
was-
to you.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I want to talk to you about the hot summer fashion trend that is emerging, and that is...
casual pants!
Oh my god, no, you say that every time.
Because I just am waiting for my time.
Just start wearing them. You don't have to wait for a trend. No, what's going around on TikTok is hashtag boots only summer.
Huh?
Hashtag boots only summer.
Are we talking about like the winter boots?
No.
No. Okay, good.
No. It's actually not at all what you would expect. It's not really what we would call a boot at all. It is people wearing cleats around in their everyday life, like soccer cleats or football cleats.
I'm sorry,
cleats.
Why?
I don't know. That's the one thing I don't really understand.
So I can hear you coming down hallway?
Clomping down the hallway. this really, they call cleats boots in United Kingdom. British people do, and that's where it started, I guess, that people were wearing them fashionably, soccer cleats and stuff. I saw at first, I was like, okay, this is just boys being boys and like being weird, thinking they're cool wearing cleats around, because that's the clips I was seeing first. And then I have now seen some like fashion girlies wearing like...
I mean, they are pretty.
They are. They're normally like really bright colored.
Yeah.
But there's spikes on the bottom, depending on what sport
you know
they're
what?
For.
If somebody comes after you at night, just poof, right in the face.
I suppose.
You're going to win.
Yeah.
You're going to win.
You're going to have good traction.
Why have I not been wearing these?
I don't know. I don't really know what to feel about it, especially now that I've seen some of the girlies wearing them with, like, skirts and stuff.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, like long maxi skirts, super summery, and then they just got a big old cleat on their foot. A boot, if you will, if you're British.
this is a no for me.
Some people are like comparing it to Crocs. They're like, well, if you're into Crocs, you can get into boot summer, boots only summer. And to me, it is not the same.
It's not.
I mean, you could put your Crocs in sport mode. You are constantly in sport mode if you got cleats on, soccer cleats.
Are they, correct me, because I don't know. I've never had to wear cleats before because I've only ever did cheerleading. If you were to walk on like a flooring like that's usually in kitchen, like the
slippery, like linoleum,
are you going to fall?
Probably. That's why this is dangerous.
Nah, I'm not doing cleats then. I'm out.
I didn't expect you to get behind it.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Before we could even go on the trip to Minneapolis to see Post Malone, I realized that me and Neighbor Man don't agree on packing for road trips. This was actually our first road trip ever in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't agree on packing because he whips out a backpack and he goes, that'll do for the both of us. A backpack for the both of us, Taylor.
Okay, that's crazy.
Like one you would take to college. No, buddy. No, 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 no. No.
Can we be clear? You left Tuesday. Mm-hmm. You stayed over one night and you came back on Wednesday.
Exactly. And you have to understand, I was going to go see the love of my life. I've had to have 6 different outfit changes, you know? Right. One backpack's not even enough for myself.
The undies that you needed to bring.
Yeah, because you know me. We've talked about this before, that I always think I'm going to, like, you know, tinkle myself or something, and I need, like, 6 pairs of underwear because I overthink.
Oh, I'm right there with you. I want options.
Exactly.
I don't care if it is Minnesota in December. I'm going to pack for all seasons. What if it's hot that day?
Exactly.
What if it snows?
Mm-hmm.
What if my hair looks bad and I need a hat?
Exactly.
You have to have all the options.
What if my shoe steps in dog doo-doo, so now I need another pair of shoes? Or what if I doo-doo myself? You know what I'm saying? So now I need like 6 pair of underwear.
I think you should go to the doctor, maybe.
Well, since my boyfriend Neighbor Man said a backpack will do for our little vacation to Minneapolis, he packed a backpack. I was like, that's not enough for me.
No.
So I also packed a backpack. Guess what? Wasn't enough. I had to use his backpack for all my crap. I wanted to do a suitcase, and I don't know why I didn't.
I don't know why you didn't either.
Because if I did, I probably wouldn't have had to invade into his backpack.
No, you would have.
You still.
I do.
You do that?
Dude, when I went on vacation in March, I was running out of space. I was running out of my space in my extra large suitcase. And I had to put stuff in Curly, my boyfriend's bag. And I would do it again. Although he learned his lesson because he offered.
And he shouldn't have offered.
Do you think
TSA makes fun of,
like, okay, tennis shoes, there's like Nike running shorts, and then why are there like slip-on sandals
and heels
and a curling iron?
What's going on here?
I wonder what that guy's into.
When it comes to packing, I am the most disorganized, clustery kind of person you will ever meet. Honestly, I'm shocked. I remember toothbrush and toothpaste. And the only reason I remembered this is because I heard Neighbor Man, my boyfriend, go, oh, yeah, I got to remember the toothbrush and toothpaste. And I was like, oh, yeah, so do I.
It's so shocking to me because you are so obsessed with a checklist.
I am. Here at work.
In every other aspect of your life. How do you live like this?
When it comes to packing, it's the opposite. I do not do, like, checklists when I, like, pack. I just kind of, like, throw everything and then I go. And then I end up having to buy a toothbrush at the freaking hotel store and pay $19 for a toothbrush.
Seriously. Did you forget anything on this last trip?
This trip, I did not. The only thing I forgot was that I packed all my medication. I just forgot that I did that, so then I didn't take it.
Okay, what is... I don't understand. I normally... And in my real life, don't really have checklists in the way that you do. I have some, but not to your level. But the last time I took a trip, I made a full-on graphic-designed packing list because I hate forgetting stuff that much.
It was this most beautiful, designed, very detailed list. And I was like, this is not like Taylor at all. This girl doesn't do lists. It was the most beautiful thing ever. And I was making fun of you for it.
because I don't like to forget. And I also like to know where everything's at. I wanted to know, okay, in my
you
back.
You did not detail where everything
is. Yes, I did.
Did you?
Yes, I did. I wanted to make sure I had undies in my backpack for when I landed and didn't have my luggage yet. And then, oh, where are my vitamins that I have to take? Those are in the checked bag.
You detailed it out about where everything was?
Yes, and then I made sure that Curly, my boyfriend, did too. I was like, make sure you pack shorts. It's going to be hot when we land.
Next time you're packing for me.
Oh, no, I don't want to touch your undies.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
There's a little birdie outside.
What? Okay. Wait,
there's actually a couple. I wish you could see right outside the window like me, because there's one little guy right outside eating some snacks.
No, I think I see that one.
No, you see the further one away.
Oh.
I do believe the Morning Scramble named them. They said there's a Wren family, Sterling and Mavis or something like that. I don't know who we got out here. Whoever it is finding lots of snacks.
Are we sure it's the same family coming back every time?
No. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
That could be the morning family and we have the afternoon family. I don't know if there's a timeshare situation.
Can we name our something cool then?
Well, I don't know.
That looks like...
I want a cool name.
A cool name?
Yeah. Like something from Beetlejuice or something from... isn't there a cool name from Beetlejuice?
Beetlejuice?
Ooh, Lydia? Yeah. Can we name it Beetlejuice?
No. Beetlejuice? It's May. Why are you thinking about Beetlejuice?
I don't know. Why not Beetlejuice? I just that was the first thought I had, and I kind of want to go for it now.
Can we name Margaret? It after me. That's my middle name.
Okay, one can be named Margaret, and the other one's Beetlejuice. I don't know why I want that, but okay. I do.
Well, that's the weirdest family ever.
Now that we're back, hopefully no more technical difficulties. Thanks for sticking with us. I got to give you the review from Neighbor Man. Of what he thinks of Post Malone now that he has gotten to see him in concert.
Okay, so beforehand, it's not like he was a hater, but he doesn't listen to Post Malone.
He only liked one or two songs. That was it.
Oh.
I'm being completely
honest. And was he like, shut it off to other ones? Or it was just like, it's not really my vibe, but it doesn't bother me.
We'd listen in the car and he'd be like, eh. Okay. And there'd only be like one or two that you could watch him turn up the volume to.
Okay.
The rest he didn't care for.
Okay.
And here, if you want to kind of understand a little bit more of like what he thought of Post Malone, before seeing him in concert, he thought he was between 1 and 10, 10 being great, 1 being meh, a 5.
Musically?
Musically.
Oh, wow.
Musically, professionally, whatever, he thought he was a 5. He didn't really care for him as a person. Now, after seeing Post Malone in concert in Minneapolis with Jelly Roll, he has bumped that score up to an 8.
Oh, and I thought you were going to say 10.
No. You know what, Taylor? I'll take the 8.
Okay.
Because you know what? I thought it wasn't going to go much high. I thought it would be like at a 6. I didn't think it was going to go that high.
Yeah.
Here's what he said. He said that he was very impressed that his stage performance is impressive.
Mm-hmm.
He sings better live than he does in music.
Yep.
He goes, the music doesn't do him justice. Live, way better.
Mm-hmm.
The pyro is insane. I forgot to mention to him how insane the pyro can be sometimes.
Yeah.
But even at this concert, I think it went up another notch. And he's like, overall, now respect him more. And I go, great. So can we do more things with him? Can we go see
like
him?
Like, he's your uncle. Can we go do more things with him?
Can we go do more things with Uncle Posty?
And what was his answer?
He said, yeah. He's like, as long as I don't have to watch that one crappy movie he was in, that one fighting movie.
Oh, I hated that movie.
That was a horrible movie. He's down to go do whatever with Post Malone. So you know what? I won.
I mean, I guess he's also his man, too.
And he's like, you know what? We have to get you closer. I see what he does for the fans. I see how much he wants to like hold and touch their hands. We have to get you closer. I'm like, as long as you pay for it.
You created a monster.
Mm-hmm. I sent a DM to Papa Post, who, you know, Flex follows me on Twitter.
It's Post Malone's dad, for those of you normal folk who don't know that, because why would you?
And I wanted to know if we could meet up in Minneapolis for Post Malone's concert, because I did this the last time too when I saw him in Wisconsin, but he was not at that concert, so we didn't get to meet up.
Did he respond?
He did.
That time? Oh, okay.
He did. He did respond. And I made him a friendship bracelet, and he wasn't going to be there, so I didn't get to give it to him. So I thought maybe, just maybe, Minneapolis would be the one, right? Mm-hmm. That we could finally meet each other, because we've talked on the show. We had Papa Post on Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Yes, we did.
He DM'd me back during the concert and told me he is not there because he's got some health issues. So he had to go back home and deal with those. So unfortunately, we did not get to meet. But I do feel that third time will be the charm.
Oh, maybe.
So I'm looking forward to next time. And I did say, hopefully our paths will cross in the future. And he said, absolutely. So I'm just, you know.
Really. So you kind of had like a full conversation.
Oh my God, we were DMing during the concert, just me and Papa Post, while his son, Posty's on the stage. Flex.
I mean, you've taken it to a level that I guess I did not really expect.
And of course, was I bragging to other people around me at their concert? Like, guess who I'm DMing?
Were you seriously? That's embarrassing.
Yes, I was.
Oh my God.
Gotta let them know who I am.
All right.
When I was seeing Post Malone in Minneapolis on Tuesday, I realized my 30 is showing.
Ew, that sounds gross.
My 30 years old is showing.
Uh-huh.
This is the first concert I've been to since 2023, when I saw that year, like, Taylor Swift, Jonas Brothers. So it's been a couple, like, year and a half or so, right? And man, I've gotten too old for the loudness. The opening act comes on, and actually the opening act, I forget his name, it was like Chris or something. He's one of the like bass drummers for Post Malone.
Oh.
He's like also has like a solo career as well.
Cool.
He was on and I'm like, oh my God, you were too loud for me. I was like wanting to close my ears the entire time. I'm like, can you just quiet down, sir? Then the second opening act comes on, and I'm like, okay, it's not you guys, it's me. This is too loud. It's too loud in here. Oh my goodness. So I had to leave. I had to find an employee of US Bank Stadium, and I went up to her, and I'm like, tell me, where do you sell earplugs? Where do you sell them? Where can I find them? I need earplugs. Thank God she had some in her pocket, and she just handed them over.
Ew, I hope they were new.
No, they were
used.
New. They were in packages, don't worry.
Okay.
And did I spend the rest of the night with little earbuds in? Absolutely. I'm too old. I can't stand the loud noise anymore.
I don't blame you, and I will say, you're not the only one. You know me, I mean, my headphones over here, I like them at full volume. My hearing is going to be damaged. But I know a lot of people our age, a lot of TikTok influencers, end up on my For You page, and they sell like fancy little like loop earring type things. Yes. I think even the It Girl Alex Earl, who is like cute and young and hot, she wears these things because it hurts her ears to be at concerts too.
I want whatever that is.
Hot girls have sensitive ears.
I mean, it's biased if I say that seeing Post Malone and Jelly Roll in concert on Tuesday was one of the best things in my entire life. Because I just absolutely love Post Malone.
Was it the best Post Malone concert yet? You've been to, that's your third. Was it the best one?
Yeah.
Not me with the investigative journalism.
Huh?
I'm just asking all the good questions.
No, I cried again.
Of course, I could have told you that.
So, yeah, it was great. I think it felt like it went on and on forever. He sang so many songs. The pyro was really, really good. Do I wish I was closer? Yeah.
Of course.
That was the only problem. But otherwise, I think
you would want to be in his back pocket if you could be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I think overall, I would say like the opening acts were the best too. Jelly Roll was insane. I would go see Jelly Roll by himself alone, like somewhere else.
Question. Was he an opening act or did he just like pop in and out the whole concert?
Because
it was like Post Malone with Jelly Roll.
Yes, exactly. So he opened, there was two opening acts, and it was Jelly Roll. Mm. And then he came back out with Post Malone for their song called Losers. And that was it.
Oh, okay.
But Jelly Roll has a good way of, one, communicating with the crowd. I feel like he's very appreciative of all of his success compared to like other artists that sometimes they're not as appreciative.
Yeah.
He is. The way he just explains it, he's very appreciative. And then he... just knows how to pump up a crowd. There was at one point, about halfway through his set, that he stopped doing his own music and started doing other people's music. And he just knew how to do it in a way that really got the crowd going. I mean, he stopped and did Sweet Home Alabama.
Classic.
And then did Flowers by Miley Cyrus in honor of his wife.
Random.
He did. He also did a country song, another country song. And then he did So What We Get High. This got the crowd going. And if you thought that wasn't good enough, party up. And then, and I will put this to my grave, what really got people going was Nickelback. That got the crowd losing their minds. People loved when he did Nickelback.
Okay.
I was like, oh, I'm not the only Nickelback fan in this room, am I?
Apparently not.
I am video proof showing how much the crowd was losing their mind.
I need to see it mostly because the range of this man. Jelly Roll, I would not expect to sing each of those songs individually, but you're talking Miley Cyrus to Wiz Khalifa to Nickelback.
The reason he said this is because, like, him and Post Malone will be listening to all sorts of different songs in the background, from, like, they'll be listening to Sabrina Carpenter, then to, like, Nickelback, to, like, country. It's just their range of playlists is all over the place, and that's why he started doing all these, like, covers. And it was great. I mean, he can do it. And I think more artists need to do that, because it was just, like, we started losing our minds to this. Watching him cover those songs was so cool.
Can you imagine... Huh. Sabrina Carpenter sings Nickelback.
Okay, I would lose it. I would lose it. If Sabrina Carpenter sang Nickelback, I would be dead. I'd be dead. They would have to carry me out.
Does that mean espresso?
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I don't really know what to tell you guys anymore. If you're not going to listen to a movie like The Conjuring, you deserve to be haunted, okay? I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it right now.
You deserve to be haunted.
You have been warned. I don't care if you don't believe in ghosts. Some people are just asking to be haunted these days. If you have ever seen, they are.
You are Stop spicy it. Right now.
Because one thing about me is I'm not messing with a demon.
No, neither am I.
That's why I don't have the time.
Respectfully, if there's a Ouija board in a room, I get out.
No. And if you're into that, that's fine.
Leave me out of it.
Leave me out of it. If you have seen the Conjuring movies, even if you haven't, I feel like everybody knows about Annabelle. The doll that is included in
that was
of
one of those movies that if I was in the theater and you were also in the theater, I do apologize for every swear word you heard come out of my mouth.
Correct.
There was probably words you didn't know that were swear words that did come out of my mouth.
If you didn't know, Annabelle is like a old school Raggedy Ann looking doll. And Ed and Lorraine Warren, real people, but the Conjuring movies are based off of them. Acquired this doll in the 1970s, and they said from the beginning it is possessed by a malevolent spirit pretending to be a young girl. Lorraine Warren, the queen herself, said, "Do not touch the doll. Do not move the doll. You will regret messing with this doll. Okay? It's not worth it. Don't do it." So it's been housed at the Warren's Museum in Connecticut up until recently, because the museum is closing. Okay? So
what is it going to do with the doll?
The doll is on tour. Beyonce is on tour. Sabrina Carpenter's on tour. Annabelle is also on tour. If you're trying to get haunted.
It's the Annabelle Harris tour.
Okay, no. You know what? It's called Devils on the Run Tour.
Oh, my God.
What more needs to be said? Seriously.
Who's the opening act?
I don't know. Satan, maybe. I don't know. This is so weird. There is a huge interest.
I don't know. Satan's the opener.
People are really interested in Annabelle. There's a whole tourism, a dark tourism category. And you know who's actually gone to some stuff for this? Jaden at Night. I think she went to like a dark tourism museum in Vegas, maybe. So she may know more about this. But there's a whole category of people who like spooky, scary things. So there are people who are like, yeah, I want to see Annabelle.
I'm good.
The people who are doing the Devils on the Run tour are ensuring that the doll is encased. She is never touched. She's accompanied by protective prayers. There's security and spiritual protection protocols they are taking very seriously. However, this has now gone viral because she's been out on the Devil's on the Run tour for a minute now. Okay, she's been a couple different places since she's left the museum. Most recently, why we were talking about this is she was in New Orleans. Because it went very, very wrong. People say if Annabelle's around and she's out, that things start to go wrong, even if it's in the same city. Okay? So in New Orleans, the same week that Annabelle was on display for people, 10 convicted murderers escaped from a nearby prison. And before fleeing, they left a handwritten note that said, "Too easy." That's weird. And then days later, a Louisiana plantation house, like historical, has been there since the 1950s, was destroyed in a fire under unclear circumstances. So the people of New Orleans were like, respectfully, Annabelle, get out of here. Let's move on to the next city because we've had enough of your debauchery. Here's the problem with this Devil's on the Run tour. Where's the poster? I can't find it. I don't know where she's headed. You can see where she's been. But you can't, I don't.
Is she coming? We don't know if she's coming to Iowa.
I don't know, because I Googled for a long time to see if she's going to be anywhere around here.
Nope.
I have zero interest.
Don't let her come here. Somebody stop her.
That's what I'm saying. But nobody knows where, I mean, at least, unless I was not Googling enough. And I Googled for longer than I'd like to admit today on my.
Who can enforce this? She doesn't come. Mayor? Tiffany?
Me? Please do not bring that doll around here.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I was so shocked to see all of the text messages that neighbor man, my boyfriend, was sending to his boss and their kids, preparing them to watch our kids, the dogs, for like a day while we were gone in Minneapolis. I mean, it was novel after novel after novel. And not only was it multiple text messages, it was videos and pictures. And I was like, okay, we're only going to be gone like a day. Most of Tuesday and majority of Wednesday. It's like he wrote a whole book on how to take care of our pets. And they're not that hard to take care of. They're pretty simple.
We have many.
We have 2 cats, 2 dogs. But I just was laughing at him because I was like, you feed them and you take them out. It's not that hard.
Okay. Have these people taken care of your pets before? Okay. I side with him. Here's the thing. I am the same way that it's either my brother or my mom who takes care of my cats, which, you know, cats could probably survive on their own for weeks if they really needed to. But anytime that I have had to, like, leave, go on vacation, whatever, I will send my brother Kai so many text messages, and he's done it before, but I'll be like, reminder, this is where the food's at, this is where the litter's at, I need you to do both litter boxes upstairs and downstairs, and then I need you to rinse out their special cup, because they have a fountain, and then they also have their special metal cup that they like to drink out of. They like it to be fresh, they want it to be cold water. They also like to dip their paws in it, so sometimes they get litter in it. You need to dump it out, you need to rinse the cup out, and then you need to refill it with cold, fresh water.
Your cats sound like they are the most bougie things on the face of the earth.
Yeah, so that's why I have to write like 6 books and send it to him every time he watches them.
I am never watching your cats.
Shall we compare notes, me and Neighbor Man?
We need to start taking notes from the parking ramps at Mall of America.
What are they doing?
So many great things. Let's start with, if you've ever gotten lost in a parking ramp like I have, downtown Cedar Rapids, I'll be like walking on the loops. I'm like, where did I park?
Dude, I'm not kidding. I take a picture of the level that I'm on every time.
Do you really? So like, that's kind of smart, actually.
No, it still doesn't help. Because why are 6 levels still B? You know what I mean?
Like, that's the problem,
I
Taylor.
I don't understand it. I will get lost every time.
Well, let's start taking notes from Mall of America, because you know what they do? They don't name them A, B, C, D, stupid, whatever, or 1, 2, 3. They name them Texas, California, Maine. They name them after state.
Cool.
That's every single level. I'm like, you know what? I could memorize that. Because if you named it after like a state, I'll be like, oh yeah, I went to Texas 1 year. Or yeah, I've never been to California. Or you could think of something that's in California that's like memorable, right?
Mm.
And so it makes it so much easier for you to remember what level of the parking ramp you parked on. And okay, that's not all that they do that's pretty genius over there.
Yeah.
Up on the ceilings, and I don't know if anywhere here in Iowa does this, at least not any parking ramp I parked in, they've got these little, it honestly looks like cameras, okay? But it's not, well, maybe they have to be kind of somewhat cameras. But they're like these little circles, okay? And they're everywhere. And they're either lit in green, red, or blue. Blue indicates handicap. Red indicates that both right and left is
full
for cars.
Mm-hmm.
And green means either right or left is open. So you could park in either one of those spots. Mm. Oh, my God. How many times did you be like, oh, I think it's open. And then you went to go turn your car and you're like, oh, man, it's a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like this. Can we combine the two?
What do you mean? Well, of course we can.
I mean, they constantly have the 50 Nifty States song on loop, but they only say the states that there are available parking spots. So it goes Alabama, Arkansas. You know what I'm saying? So you got to listen to make sure that, you know, California is available.
While you're in there?
Yeah, or you could turn your radio to a certain frequency. Imagine 102.9 was just constantly
Alabama,
Alaska,
Arkansas,
Connecticut.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I get to see the love of my life, Post Malone, tomorrow. What?
This is blatant. He's your number one.
He is. Nobody else is up there, just him. And I'm very excited to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll. Everybody else, I swear to God, it's all over my Facebook page. Everybody else gets to see him because he's been all everywhere else. But I get to see him tomorrow night.
Nice.
And I'm very excited about this concert. So, selfishly, you have to suffer through a Post Malone trivia question tonight, whether you like it or not.
Great. I'm not going to fight.
Tonight's trivia question is a fun one. No cheating because this is all about fun. And you win nothing anyway, so what's the point?
Yeah, don't try.
The question is, roughly how many tattoos does Post Malone have? Because he's got a lot.
Well, it's kind of what he's known for.
Yeah, kind always of tired, stay away.
Well, geez, you just named three, so, or two.
Well, always tired is that one or two?
I don't know. This is a
That's a trick question there,
yeah,
isn't it?
I don't know. Well, you can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Roughly how many tattoos does Post Malone have?
What if somebody goes to Google and just counts?
Good luck, soldier.
Well, you better be quick because we'll have guesses here soon. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
I'll be packing my bags tonight and booking a hotel because, you know, I work real less.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
You're just now mentioning this at 6:23 that you are going to Minneapolis tomorrow and you don't have a freaking hotel. Oh,
you,
my God.
Taylor.
I literally don't want to talk to you about this. It's making me itch.
You know that's how I work.
That's wrong.
I don't ever book my hotel until I'm on the road. And it always screws me in the butt every single time.
Oh, it looks like you really learned your lesson.
Anyways.
At least do it tonight.
Okay.
No, we can talk about it later. It's fine. I don't care. Just sleep in your car.
You are itching over there, dude. You are not well.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Anyways. Well, yeah, I'm seeing Post Malone tomorrow. No hotel yet.
I'm not going to be your mom.
Tonight's trivia question. Roughly how many tattoos does Post Malone have? He has how many tattoos and he definitely has got a hotel ready.
I bet he does. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Michael said 23.
Oh, no way.
I mean, I guess if he's got some real big arm pieces. Are his legs tattooed?
Yes.
Are they?
And his belly.
Oh.
I think we're forgetting about that. I know people don't remember the face, and he's got his arm or his hands.
Yeah.
But also his belly.
He's not much of a shirtless king.
Oh, no, honey, he does.
What?
At the show, he was just...
Was he naked at the show I went to?
I don't recall that one. I was crying too much.
I don't remember that. I think I would remember that.
But he just posted photos. I forget where he was over the weekend. And he had, like, do you remember back in the day, like, at gym class, we would wear these shirts and we would cut the sides of them?
Oh, yes.
He had one of those. So you could see, like, basically
Got
his
it.
Belly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's got okay. a rocking body.
It's a lot of surface area. I don't know.
8848 said 38 tattoos. Again, another low number.
I suppose. Well, 1977 said 80. So
Whoa.
Again,
do
what?
Think he's gone to 100 yet?
I don't know. I think it also depends on how you count them. But I would say he probably, if you asked him, would count them by piece. So I know he said always tired.
You think that's one?
That's one piece. That's one piece of artwork. It's just separated by his schnoz, his nose.
I bet you he's lost count.
I mean, what point do you stop counting? I don't.
100%.
If you got full arm, I bet people even with full arm sleeves don't count, because how do you?
Somebody else count. That's what I would say.
You know what I'd rather know? I'd rather know the count of money it's cost. Tattoos are expensive.
100%.
I guess maybe not Post Malone probably gets it free.
Post Malone, that's like a drink for him. Versus
he gets
this
them free.
Oh, 100%. That's publicity for them.
Maybe.
Tattoo artist.
Post Malone, let me know. How much did it cost?
Roughly how many tattoos does Post Malone have?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
I know you're mad at me for not having...
I seriously can't even fathom what's wrong with you.
No, but listen, here's my thought, okay? If I didn't get a hotel room, my thought was maybe like Post Malone will invite me to his.
You need to be medicated. I don't.
I did also DM. I didn't tell you this, but I DM Post Malone's dad to see if he'd be there tomorrow. Just maybe we'll get to hang out.
Shack up in his hotel?
Yeah.
I can't. I'm calling the doctor and the police. Oh, God.
Tomorrow, I'm seeing Post Malone. I'm so stinking excited. So you get to enjoy a best of those girls.
I'll be here.
She gets to be here. And I get to be there.
Yay. You know what? Respectfully, I'm glad somebody else is taking their turn.
Oh, yeah, because neighbor man.
Because you are a nuisance in the same room as Post Malone.
Oh, man, and he gets to enjoy this for the very first time of his life.
I hope he's ready to play the therapist.
Oh, yeah, no. Because you get all the emotions of me. Crying, happy. Mad if there's not enough songs.
Delusion.
Or people are in my way.
Delusion.
Oh, there's that too. You're going to keep saying that?
Yeah.
Delusion. And then he also has to play recorder, you know, because I'm not taking videos.
Oh, God, yeah.
I got to keep my eyes on my man at all time. Yeah. You know, I can't take my eye off of him.
He's going to die.
And he has to know what songs to record, because if you record the wrong song, I'm going to get ticked off.
Okay, well, you got a 5-hour drive to educate this man tomorrow, it sounds like.
Well, tomorrow night's the big day, so tonight's the trivia question for it. Roughly, how many tattoos does Post Malone have? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Post Malone roughly has over 70 tattoos.
That's nuts.
You've had tattoos. I've never had a tattoo in my
life. Well, I mean like Weenie Hut Jr. tiny tattoos. Hardly tattoos.
I would like to ask you, because I've never had a needle like that to me, could you have over 70 tattoos?
No.
Why?
Well, I mean, like, his entire body is covered.
Yeah.
It's not just, like, I mean, I have, like, okay, for example, for you out there listening, I have 2 2 2 on my arm, and it's about an inch and a half. That's not a portrait. Doesn't he have, like, Bob Dylan on his forearm or something? The shading? No, I would not be able to. Good for him.
What, of all the tattoos in the placements, which one would you not want?
Probably the ones under my eyes. I don't know, just spitballing.
But then you wouldn't have to do makeup.
I'm good.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.